and I'd always have to go twice a week to the store because we didn't have any stores handy. We didn't have any hard surface roads. We didn't have any car. We didn't have any bicycle. When we went any place like that, we had to walk. I used to do that to the old fella, and when I got big enough that I left, one of the younger brothers, they took it over, and they used to have to run to the store and get his tobacco. So today, if somebody asked you to go to the store, run 7 miles, the store for 5 cents, well, you fellas would only look at him and laugh. You wouldn't think he was serious, but in our days, 5 cents was 5 cents, and we'd done all we could to earn that 5 cents. And I used to go and help the old feller hay in the summertime when this school was closed. I'd go help him hay, and I'd rake hay all the afternoon and pitch it on the wagon and pitch it in the barn. And when I got done that night at dark, from say 12:30 till pitch dark at night in the summertime, that man would give me 10 cents for all that afternoon's work. And I worked good many afternoons for him, and he'd give me 10 cents because he didn't have any money himself. He was a poor man, and there wasn't much money around. And wherever I could earn 5 cents, or wherever I could earn 10 cents, I'd go do it. Well, then during vacation, we'd go and pull weeds for people that had a big garden, me and my two older brothers. We'd go and pull weeds to earn some money. So we'd go in the garden, we'd pull weeds all day on hands and knees from around the turnips or carrots or vegetables, potatoes, whatever it was. And when we got done at nighttime, the man would give us each 10 cents. And we worked all day, good many days that way, for 10 cents. And today, if anybody like our size we went out and worked, we could earn $4 or $5 today for the same hours that we earned when we was kids for 10 cents. But we had to have the money because we didn't have any money home to work with. We had lots of vegetables, and we put our own garden in. We had cattle, and we had pigs and hens and chickens, and we'd kill 2 pigs in the fall for pork, and we'd put down a barrel of sauerkraut in the fall, and we'd put down half a barrel of pickled beans, and we'd put down half a barrel of turnip kraut and a barrel of pickled cucumbers and a half a barrel of pickled tomatoes. And we had lots of beets and potatoes in the cellar and turnips and carrots or whatever you want. So we had enough to eat such as it was, but we didn't have any money to spend to get anything. Scribbler, you'd get a scribbler some kind you'd get for 2 cents. Some kind would cost you 5 cents. You only used the scribbler when it was examinations, because the rest of the year you had to use the slate.